All right, let's dive in, shall we? Today, we're going deep on AI agents. You sent over this paper, AI Agents, The Future of AI. And
Oh, yes.
I gotta say,
Great paper.
it's pretty fascinating stuff. I mean, the potential of these agents just blows my mind, but
It does. It really does.
there are definitely some challenges too.
Oh, for sure.
So first things first, what exactly are AI agents?
Well, the paper defines them as, and I'm quoting here, computer programs designed to perform tasks autonomously, learning and adapting to their environment.
Okay, but what does that actually mean? Like in the real world?
It's about AI that can make decisions and act on those decisions, not just process data.
So it's like the next key generation of AI.
Exactly.
Okay, so the paper talks about different types of AI agents.
Yeah, it breaks them down into three main categories.
Can you walk us through those?
Sure. The first is reactive agents. Like, imagine a thermostat. It senses the temperature and adjusts accordingly.
Simple, right?
Right. Basic, but effective for certain tasks.
Okay, what's next?
Then you have goal-oriented agents. Think of a GPS navigation system. It takes in data like maps and traffic, and it figures out the best route.
So it has a goal
Right.
and it makes a plan to achieve that goal.
Exactly. Now, the really exciting stuff is with learning agents.
Okay, tell me more about that.
These are agents that can learn from experience, like the recommendations you get on streaming services or online stores.
Oh yeah, like how Netflix always knows what I want to watch.
Exactly. It's gathering data on your viewing habits and refining its suggestions based on your feedback.
So it's constantly learning and improving.
Precisely. And this is where we start to see the potential of AI agents to really revolutionize things.
The paper dives into a bunch of different applications for these agents, from healthcare to finance, even entertainment and research. I mean, the possibilities seem endless.
You really do.
One area that really caught my eye was healthcare.
Yeah. AI could play a huge role in diagnostics. Imagine an AI agent that can analyze medical images, maybe even spot things a human doctor might miss.
Wow, that's incredible. But wouldn't that like replace doctors?
Not necessarily. It's more about giving doctors an extra tool to make better decisions. AI as a partner, not a replacement.
That makes sense. What about finance? How could AI agents change things there?
One big area is fraud detection. AI could analyze huge amounts of financial data and identify patterns that might indicate fraud.
That would be huge for banks.
Absolutely. It could help them catch fraud much faster and prevent losses.
So we've talked a lot about the potential benefits, but
But there are always two sides to the coin.
exactly. What are some of the concerns with AI agents? Stuff we need to be careful about.
Well, one big one is reliability and safety, especially when you're talking about AI agents working in areas like healthcare or finance. We need to be absolutely sure they're making the right decisions.
Like, what happens if an AI agent makes a mistake? Who's responsible?
That's a big question, and it's something we need to figure out as a society. As these agents become more sophisticated, more autonomous, the issue of accountability gets more and more complicated.
It's almost like we're giving these AI agents a lot of power.
We are, and with that power comes a lot of responsibility.
Responsibility on our part to make sure they're used safely and ethically.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
For those listening, think about it. How could AI agents impact your life, your work? This is a conversation we're just starting to have.
And it's an important one.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get more important as AI agents become more and more a part of our world.
Absolutely. And we need to be prepared.
Well said. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring.
And keep learning.